Charlie Madsen, come on up, sir. How's your fantasy Madden League going, Charlie?
What's that?
How's Madden going?
It's actually going well. The Texans beat the Lions in overtime. Oh, vice versa, sorry. I was really rooting for the Lions in that one. I won't get into it, but they've had a tough season. Oh, God, that's actually important to me. That's so sad. I sound like I'm being jokey. All right, so annual. We are now in the zone that is known as the holidays. There are holidays throughout the entire year, but these are the holidays. Now, my favorite time of year just happens to be October 31st through December 31st. But the reasonings for me have always been fluid throughout life. The end of October often brought with it the first snowfall of the year in Alaska, where I am from. And it's also the darkest time of the year, when you have about 6 hours of daylight, slowly ticking down to about 4 hours around Christmas. Now, when I was younger, I loved Halloween because it was vibrant and full of creativity and life and free candy! As a kid, I was obsessed with checking out books on the Universal monsters like Dracula and Frankenstein. I could read for hours at a third grade level about the plight of Lawrence Talbot and his gypsy curse. To have a holiday that celebrates the fears was fascinating, but 2 decades later, you rarely see your best fears come to life on Halloween. Sure, you might see a guy dressed up as your unfulfilled dreams, or a girl with sexy Alzheimer's, but it's just not really the same. And now, I mean, candy is just constantly available to you, and you could buy it for yourself, and you don't really enjoy it as much because in candy hides the scary walrus monster known as diabetes. No, the true joy of Halloween now comes from drinking in costume. It's now the sexiest holiday of the year. Take that, Arbor Day! It's also a solid excuse to only watch movies where beautiful people get burnt, stabbed, mauled, mutilated, and decapitated, all in the name of a holiday. Speaking of overindulgence, the next holiday, of course, is Thanksgiving. Now, my family has been in the same small island for about 100 or so years more, and I have many cousins, brothers, sisters, and several generations, most of whom I don't even know. We are so large that we had a very large and loud Thanksgiving filled with the little sparkly apple stuff and all kinds of cooked beasts, like including smoked seal and walrus. There was never a shortage of food. Candles were always lit at the house, and my cool inventor cousins were always showing off their newest ideas, which includes actual working homemade flamethrowers, a cannon that shot beer cans full of cement, and their own broadswords that worked, yeah. Also, their bedroom had a fire pole and a pinball machine. So Thanksgiving was the tits. But then I went to college, so I couldn't go home for Thanksgiving as much because it was $300 round trip to get back to my island. So I just thought the money was better suited to save for Christmas, and I found myself in the homes of others, having big meals with new families. This has become more prominent in Chicago, obviously, with home being thousands of miles and dollars away. But if you spend enough time in a place, you gain friendship momentum, and like Katamari Damacy, you gather a new ball of friends. So I'm happy to say that last Sunday we had our third annual Thanksgiving, Friendship Thanksgiving, with over 36 20-something transplants chowing down on their own homemade dishes. Christmas used to mean something more to us when we were kids, though. It wasn't just about jolly, judgmental wizard who lived in the Fortress of Solitude. It was also about toys. But the older we get, the more disappointment we feel for each other. Not only in the gifts we receive, but also the disappointment in the eyes of others. I mean, there are a few gifts in this world that can truly make your mom cry and your dad be speechless, and whatever they are, you cannot afford it. You try and hold on to the magic, but as the cynicism of corporate consumerism washes over you, and you get it in moments with the taste of eggnog and the snow falling in the darkness, and the look on your nephew's face when he gets the General Grievous double-blade rotating lightsaber. You still value the quiet time with the family in front of the fireplace, though, watching Dennis Leary curse at Kevin Spacey in The Ref. Yes. But still, I mean, this all used to mean so much more. So that's why now things have shifted, and my favorite holiday is actually New Year's Eve. An annual holiday, of course. Well, it was once... Yeah, the night of fireworks, it's like Pee-wee's Playhouse. Yeah! You have to do that when it happens, right? All right. What was once just a night of fireworks and adult parties has now become the culmination of a year's journey. This is not one. This is the one holiday I insist on celebrating with friends, not girlfriends or family. I prefer to get wild and rowdy at a house party with my best friend from high school, Ron Jackson. We don't pull any of the remember when nonsense. We just put on suits and ties, and then we eat and drink and dance and scream. And it's the happiest we could ever be. And we don't look forward. We don't look backward. It's one of the few times where we actually just can live in the moment. Now, Ron and I never talk when we're away, and he's still home. We dislike talking on the phone, and we have nothing to say via text. But we've always acknowledged the platonic, brotherly love that we feel for each other, openly, when we are in person, especially that one trip to Australia, which I won't get into detail about. Our friendship. Friendship. Our friendship is strongest based on proximity. So we celebrate New Year's, this is our annual tradition, by taking our pants off at midnight.
Friendship.
There's no rhyme or reason to this, it's just what we do. And we make every guy in the room do it too, no matter where we are, including the bar. And we just drop trowel at midnight and get our picture taken. The two New Year's Eves I missed when I was here, I texted him pictures of me pantless at Alaska Midnight, which is 3 a.m. here. So when it's 3 a.m. and you're texting a guy a picture of you without your pants on, it's because you love that guy. And as I say this out loud, I regret nothing. Very secure people. The annual celebration is the attempt to set a marker for ourselves in time and to see how far we've come and how far we have to go. And every year we have the same holidays, but rarely are we ever the same people. The old holiday memories become fleeting and out of reach, and the holidays that are to come become blurry and unattainable sometimes. But somehow New Year's Eve is always perfect. On the night that we celebrate the advancement of time, somehow time stands still with its pants around its ankles.
Thank you very much, Charlie. Alright guys, new rule. If you say the theme of the month in your story, the exact word you have to point to the ceiling. That is awesome. I think Charlie, you're the second person to do that. Aaron Pinkston did it a long time ago. It always cracks me up. So, new rule.